It's hard to remember in the post-Scott Walker era, but Wisconsin was once known as a laboratory for progressive pro-worker policy. On June 17, 1905, Wisconsin became one of the first states in the nation to implement a civil service system at the state level. Instead of political appointees, hiring and promotion in state agencies was to be done by merit. Instead of a who-you-know system of patronage, it was to be a what-you-know system. On Saturday, June 17th, the Wisconsin Coalition to Save Civil Service will hold a 118-year birthday party for Wisconsin's civil service system. Activist Barbara Smith from the Wisconsin Coalition to Save Civil Service joins us now by phone. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Brian.
Also joining us is Sally Drew from the Association of Career Employees. Welcome, Sally.
Hello. Thank you.
So tell us why. I mean, many people would sort of think, why celebrate a bureaucracy? What are the benefits of a bureaucracy as opposed to a political patronage system? Barb?
Yes. This is an anti-corruption tool, and it's meant to make sure that public agencies serve the public rather than campaign donors or corporations. So it's really an old idea that's been used in many governments, and it's about clean government. It's about insulating public workers from partisan pressures to make sure that they're free to follow the law and serve the public the best they can without reorienting the agencies just to serve the elites, moneyed corporations, partisan stakeholders, and that type of thing.
Sally Drew, tell us about the Association of Career Employees. Who are you and what do you do?
Okay. Well, the Association of Career Employees was established roughly 40 years, maybe a little longer than that. And our goal was to represent initially the people who were not represented by unions. We were not a union, so we weren't bargaining, but we felt that there needed to be some kind of voice for managers, supervisors, which at that time actually were kind of behind the union represented employees in many ways in terms of consistently receiving compensation and so on. Over the years, we worked on the compensation, the state compensation plan, testified to various committees, tried to just bring, much as Barbara is talking about, to bring attention to the idea of civil service and to make sure to kind of serve as a bit of a watchdog to make sure that it was not being diminished through time. We also look at the retirement system and other aspects, fringe benefits and other aspects of state employment.
And when we look at state employment right now, what is the state of the civil service system? We're familiar with the anti-union efforts of Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker. That's been a few years now. The civil service employees, have they reorganized? Are they continuing to support the idea of a objective, non-patronage based employment system, or has the Act 10 legislation weakened that system? Barb, let's start with you.
Well, Act 10 definitely weakened the system. But even more specifically, Scott Walker backed a bill called Act 150 that passed in 2016. He started pushing that after his presidential run. And Act 150 made a real direct attack on the civil service system, eliminating the requirement for civil service exams and making a bunch of other changes. And that is one reason that the Coalition to Save Civil Service, the group that ACE is part of and the public sector unions are part of, that's why we formed, because we wanted to hold those accountable who did make this direct attack on civil service. And we're still kind of working our way out of that. It's still hard times, but we're educating people about, you know, what's really going on there. Act 150 made a number of changes that really hurt people's ability to make a career in state agencies, to, you know, to build up their expertise and institutional knowledge. And so, you know, that's what we want to see, really to benefit the public, so that we have people who are rooted enough there and strong enough that they can stand up to those pressures to, you know, to say, you know, say what the corporations want, and instead we want public employees to serve the public.
What does the state government workforce look like now? How many, or roughly, I mean, I don't need specific numbers, but roughly what percentage of the employees who work for the state are political appointees who answer directly to the governor versus those who go through a civil service system and hold their job based on merit?
Okay, well, I can tell you that there are currently around 32,500 budgeted permanent classified positions, and of those, about 27,000, a little over that, are full-time equivalent permanent positions. The political appointees would be, they're in civil service, but they're considered an unclassified, and I don't have the exact number of that in front of me.
Has it grown in recent years, that number, the number of the unclassified employees?
Maybe not so much in recent years, but it has grown. It didn't, I mean, I think when I first arrived in Wisconsin and had a, got a job in civil service, it was just about the time, it was in the late 70s, mid-70s, that they made all of the division administrators political appointees, except for those that are part of constitutional agencies like Department of Public Instruction and Secretary of State and so on. So since then, yes, it has grown. I can't tell you exactly how many, but, you know, it kind of creeps in. There are legislative analysts, I think, that in most agencies that used to be civil service or used to be hired by merit under civil service and are now appointed positions, although in many cases they may still be hired for their expertise. I don't know if you want to comment, Barbara, any further on that. It hasn't been just like completely wiped out. I think the thing that's hurting state employment so much right now is the vacancy rate has increased by nearly 50% in just the last 2 years. There's such a difficulty in hiring, and that's, yeah, I think in part because of a feeling that maybe it isn't as quite as secure and wholesome as it used to be. People sometimes are fearful of having government jobs, and that's very sad in many ways. Sometimes we find in the Association for Employees that it's difficult to get people to participate because they're just afraid of doing anything other than exactly what's in front of them. The demise of the unions has certainly hurt. They're only about 1.9% of permanent classified employees that are represented by a bargaining union, and the unions may have sometimes been controversial, but mostly they were what kept the guidelines and the rules for employment that are part of civil service in line. They were the ability to work with the employees and the employers to make sure that things were staying kind of on an even keel.
Barb Smith, tell us a little bit about what you have planned for Saturday.
Oh, we're gathering at the state capitol outside at 12 noon, State Street steps, and we're having what we call a birthday party, and we're going to call for a stronger civil service. We need strengthening of the civil service system. We're going to talk about its storied history a little bit, and we're going to have some music and some birthday cake, and please stop by.
All right. We've been speaking with Barbara Smith from the Wisconsin Coalition to Save Civil Service and Sally Drew from the Association of Career Employees. Wisconsin Civil Service System birthday event takes place Saturday, June 17th at noon on the steps of the Wisconsin State Capitol. Thank you both for joining us on the 8 o'clock buzz.
Thank you.